Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing any and everything else because we all lead busy lives, but you chose to join us, and for that, we're grateful. I tell you, we have a great, great show tonight. The topic is entitled The Purpose and the Plan. But before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors. One of our newest sponsors for the month is actually our guest for the night, and that's John Mark Howard. I tell you, you can get John's solo project entitled Purpose. You can get it on johnsmusic.net. That's Johns with a Z, J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. You can actually follow him on Facebook. Is John's Music on Facebook, Instagram. He's on Instagram, John's Songs. And you can also find him on YouTube. If you want to book him, email him, look him up, johnssongs@gmail.com. And the phone number is 662-902-6577. So you're going to hear more about him and that project, Purpose, momentarily. But also we want to thank Unique Expression by Design, where they bring your custom ideas to life. Through t-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, whatever it is that you need to customize your products, Unique Expression by Design is right there for you, making it happen, bringing it to a reality for you. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And that's with Vincent Lynch. Third Heaven Sound has music CDs. They are minstrels from heaven. They actually just do instrumentals and just jazz tunes. And that is Third Heaven Sound. You can find them on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. They also write jingles, so you actually heard the song that's the intro and outro to this show. And they actually did the actual music. I did the words, and LaTonya Foles did the singing. So Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Call Roz today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that is 404-599-3712. Everyone's always talking about Miss On Fire to Inspire. When you are on location at the different things, we're seeing you at the Dove Awards and all of these places. Your hair is perfect. Your makeup is perfect. That is Roz Hair and Beauty Bar in action. Again, that was 404-599-3712. And finally, get your jewelry fix for only $5 at www.inspiredjewels.com. The letter U.com. That was Inspired Jewels, the number 4 U.com. Guys, again, we have an awesome, awesome show and lined up for you tonight. The topic is the purpose and the plan. You know, I always tell you, it's time for you to stop existing, start living the life that God created for you to live. Now, that is something that I didn't come up with. That's something that the Lord gave me before the show was launched, about a month before the show was launched. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary, praise God. And, you know, so a part of that, portion of who I am, that purpose midwife, is to help you birth what God has called you to. So it's so not about me, and it's so not about you. It's about the birthing of what God placed on the inside of you. Because there's someone waiting for you to do what he's called you to. And we have a person that's doing just that. We have John Howard joining us to On Fire to Inspire. And John, welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to
What's
Inspire.
Up, Aaliyah?
How are
What's
you?
Up, Aaliyah? I'm good.
How
so
you
glad
doing?
To be here. So glad. I'm doing great. Doing great. Glad for
okay,
this opportunity.
Great. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, we praise God for you being able to take time out of your schedule and joining us tonight.
No problem. Glad to do it. Excited about
Amen.
This. Excited about the purpose and the plan.
Amen. Amen. So, John, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Well, I'm John Howard, John Mark Howard. I'm from Mississippi, and I've just released a solo project called Purpose, and because I believe that we were born for a purpose. Our purpose was made before we were. We were born to fulfill a purpose. And so what God purposed us for, he put everything inside of us that we need to fulfill that purpose. And so just so excited. Been a single songwriter for many years, also an educator. But this season, God has really pushed me into ministry. I'm also a pastor, been pastoring for the last 3 years at a church in Mississippi, Mountain Bayou, Mississippi, St. Mark, Church of God in Christ. So glad for the opportunity to minister there. So glad for the people there. So glad for what God is doing in this season.
Amen, amen. You know, I did not realize that you were a pastor as well. I realized that you were a producer, singer, songwriter, but I didn't realize you were a pastor as well. Amen, amen. All right. So as the Lord was telling you, okay, it's time for you to come birth this this Purpose album. I bet you were like, okay, Lord, wait a minute.
Well, it's interesting that you said that because I've been doing music, like I said, for years, and I really thought just the writing and the singing and ministering through music on a grand scale was pretty much over. And, you know, I was really good with that because, honestly, it's a lot of people getting into music, and, you know, you can meet a lot of people that have a CD and stuff. So I just wasn't trying to do it just to do it, but I've been in education for 18 years, and I was matriculating through that. I was administrating the school my last 3 years as an educator, but I heard God pushing me back into the studio. Literally, my album single is named Push Me to You because he made the environment and the climate uncomfortable that I would have to. He didn't. Many times God does that. He helps us obey him, and mm-hmm. so this project was really ushered and designed by God to tell the world and tell everybody whatever your purpose is. That's, I don't care what, you might be doing something good, that's good, but we need to operate in our purpose, and that's what God really wants from us. And so when I went back in the studio, he began to give me songs and just really personal and really emotional and really spiritual songs that I believe that will inspire the world, to be honest. And I'm so glad that I follow him because he has supplied every need. And I believe with all my heart that our vision is locked inside of our purpose. So I'm glad to be doing this.
Amen, amen. You know, that kind of goes hand in hand with my next question for you. And the topic itself, the purpose and the plan. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to John Mark Howard, the purpose and the plan?
Well, Jeremiah 1 and 5, when God told Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. And so sanctify means to be set apart. Ordained mm-hmm. means to qualify. And it's just something, whatever God has for us, that's ultimately where we were. If you want peace, then you have to be in the will of God. And and although we try to fight it sometimes, we know the story of Jeremiah. He got tough and he wanted to fight it and quit. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like fire set up in his bones. He had to go forth and do the work that God had purposed him to do. And one thing I find about a life, you cannot shake your purpose. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care how far you go. You can't shake your, because that's the very reason you were created. So it's something that you can't shake. So the best thing to do is to go ahead and do it. And I believe that when we do that, we will see our destiny fulfilled. So that's what the purpose and the plan means to me, that God created us, and he did not create us for ourselves. He created us for his glory, you know. Colossians 1:16, we're created by him and for him. And so and that's you know, that's the essence of life. And I encourage everybody to, whatever you're doing, make sure you're following the purpose and the plan of God.
Amen, amen.
Am I talking too much?
No, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm actually trying to put it in the actual event because a lot of times I put some of the keynotes that people say in there because some of those things kind of stick out and it needs to be revisited and, you know, just kind of rehashed. So I'm putting that in there as you're saying it. So, no, you're not talking too much. You're just right on time, right on task. And like you said, he created us for him and by him for him. And I love it because many times, you know, we get so caught up in what we thought we wanted to do, but what is he calling you to do? You know, I thought that I was an IT person. That's what I did for 15, 16 years. But that was what I learned to do, not what I was called to do. I was born to do.
Wow.
There's a difference.
That's a great way of saying that. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great way of saying that.
You know, I had a guest, I think it was last year, and he said that his mentor actually said to him, he asked him, he said, are you living the life that you actually were born to live, or are you living the life that you learned to live? And I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Did you learn that life? Is that something that stuck with me forever? I think it'll forever stick with me.
Yeah, I'm going to steal that, Aaliyah. I'm going to have to steal that one. That's,
you
that's,
know what?
That's
you,
good.
Look, you can go ahead and borrow it because I borrowed it from Ciccone, and I forgot. I think his mentor is Dr. Reuben West. I think it was his mentor. I will never forget that because it's so key. It is so
it
key.
It is. I remember, and I don't know if you ever heard this group, but it's a really big group called Switchfoot. And years ago, they put out an album called Beautiful Letdown. And one song on that album, John Foreman, he's an excellent writer. And he asked the question during the song, this is your life. And then he asked, are you who you want to be? And that when I used to listen to that years ago, it just really, that really, it did something to me because, you know, when you're doing something, you're doing good. You're doing some good and positive things. But when it's not where exactly God wants you to be, it will always be that tug. You'll always have, like, you know what, this is not it. Not that this is wrong, it's just more. Mm-hmm. And that song really challenged me, you know. And now that I'm 40, I say, you know what, I better do what he's calling me to do and go all for it. Just go all in.
All the way.
And so far, God has been opening up doors, and I'm so glad.
Amen, amen. So you have been in ministry, you've been pastoring for 3 years. You've been in ministry.
I've been pastoring for the last 3 years. Yeah, I've been in ministry pretty much all my life. My dad pastored for 38 years.
Okay.
And my dad passed away literally 3 years ago, five months before he passed, I began to pastor. And I'm grateful for those 5 months because the tutelage and the tutoring and the impartation I received really all my life, but definitely he just poured. Seemed like when I'd go sit down with him, let's talk for 3-4 hours, and he just poured into me wisdom. And wisdom is a principal thing, and so he poured into me so much wisdom. Kept me from a lot of beginner mistakes that I would have made. Because, you know, when you're young in ministry, Timothy needs a Paul, and it's important that we as young ministers have a mentor, somebody that has been there and done that and able to impart wisdom to us. And so I'm grateful for the time. I was hurt when we lost him, but I couldn't complain because I had a great father.
Right.
And I just wouldn't feel right complaining. So many people are without their fathers. Mm-hmm. And so, 3 years I've been pastoring.
Okay. So tell me this. When you know that you were called, did you try to fight it? Tell the truth now. Tell the truth.
To be honest, I I never fought it. I didn't
That's good.
Necessarily want to be a preacher. I didn't mm-hmm. fight it though. I felt the call actually 10 years ago when I was 30. And I didn't fight it. I was at home on the piano, worshiping, and I called my wife in. I was like, and I told her, I said, it's time. And I was boo-hoo crying. But I didn't fight it. I've been around ministry all my life. I didn't fight it. I wasn't necessarily excited about it. Like, woo-hoo, let's go. But, you know, I didn't fight it because, you know, ministry is literally, it's not about us. It's about it's about the people of God. It's about the world, and God needs mm-hmm. us to be the light and the salt to save a dying mm-hmm. world. And so we say it all the time, but my answer will be yes. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's something to say it. There's a whole nother thing to do it. So I'm grateful. I feel privileged. Feel privileged to be a man of God. I think that's an honor and a privilege.
It is
something I don't take light.
Right, you're the only person I know that said, you know what? No, I didn't. You know, I didn't run. I mean, you know, most people were like, well, I ran. You know, and it wasn't a matter of running because you would, you know, just living outside of the will. It was just like, I didn't really want to take that mantle, you know. So many people have that stance, you know. That's some big shoes to fill. And it's like, well, if he called you to it, he's already equipped you for it, you know. So.
Well, my question is, where you running to? Because if you make your bed in hell, he's there. Well, if you run, he's there, so he's I'm not present. So you're not really running. You're just kind of going in circles.
Going in circles and just slowing up the process, right?
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. but most God has his way of pulling us in.
Mm-hmm.
He has his way of doing it. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve.
Amen, amen. So tell us about you told us about the album title is Purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and you said that the Lord was making some things uncomfortable, and so you even have a song on there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Push Me to You. It's crazy. So this is going to sound just. Excuse me, I try to be as transparent as possible. So I have been working, I said, in education for 18 years, mm-hmm. last mm-hmm. 3 years as an administrator. This last year was the most uncomfortable year I've ever had in my entire career. And so as a pastor, I was suspended from work for going to church, literally. The principal, because I was the assistant principal, to the ultimatum. They had a meeting at 6, and it was the night of Bible study, and it was crazy. It was the night of Bible study before Easter Sunday, and we just had so much going on at the church that I needed to be there. And so I told them, hey, I won't be at this meeting later on today. And she told me, you're going to be there or else. And I was like, wow. I said, you know, I'm pastor of church, and you know this, and you know. And she was one of those. She really didn't want. And you know, I was, you know, we are saints of God. The Bible says, give place to wrath. So, oh yeah, I've been covering for her and doing this and making sure the work gets done, whether she does it or not. But this particular time, I just couldn't do it. I had to be somewhere else. And she put out an ultimatum, say, hey, you either be there or else. And I, of course, I went to church that night. I got back the next day, and lo and behold, she was like, I need you to go home. And just little things like that just been happening. Just kind of a real bad divide on the job that I've never experienced before, just for doing right, just for doing what I'm called to do. It's crazy to me. But, you know, through it all, God always gets the glory, and he always, and so I am much better for it, and I'm so glad that I was already having it in my mind that I probably wouldn't be coming back, but God just helped me solidify my decision, and I'm so glad that I made the decision to go on, because life hasn't missed a beat, and God has been my provider, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. So he literally pushed me. He pushed me to him. He pushed me to my destiny. You know, Jonah can testify that he needed a little push. And many others can testify of the push. And I'm so glad, because he's even though he's pushing, he's also gentle. And I'm so glad. And so that song really ministers to me, and I believe that it will minister to you. Check it out, Push Me to You, on
push
the album Purpose. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Push me to you. You know, when there's when it's time for something to end, that season to come to an end, there's generally there's generally an irritation. There's some, you know, the discomfort becomes there because you can't be in that comfort zone any longer because it's time to move on. And so if you stay comfortable, you wouldn't move, you know. So you had to make it a little uncomfortable and say, you know what? Time to go.
You preaching on me.
Let me tell you, I can preach it because I lived it myself. So
I can preach it
because I lived it. That is, you know,
but,
part of
but you
my
know,
story.
You know the crazy thing? I didn't realize how much fear I had. I didn't realize because you know how you want to do something. Like many times we talk about full-time ministry. We talk about going out there and really... But I did not realize how much fear. And I was telling one of my friends, I said, if I'm back in this office next year, you got to know one thing, that I got scared. Because I knew God was calling me. And I told him, I said, if I'm back, because they're asking, are you coming back? I said, if I'm back in this office next year, I need to tell you that the only reason I will be back is because I got scared and I chickened out. And because I realized, like, wow, there is some real fear in me because this is different. This is not a, you know, when you're working this job, you're going to get your check every week or every 2 weeks or every month, and it's going to be there. And, you know, and it's like, you know, and so to say, nah, I'm going to forsake that and go do something I've never done before and depend on God to supply. And he said, I will supply all your needs, but, you know, it sounds good on paper, but to actually walk it out, you have to overcome fear. And I want to speak to the audience that whatever God is calling you to do, there is going to be an element of fear that you got to overcome, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. So when fear comes in, you have to rebuke it. You have to speak the word of God over your mind, over your life, so you will make that God decision. And so it just is something. But go ahead, Aaliyah.
You are on the ball. I'm telling you, you got that ball rolling, and you're right. I mean, when it's time to step out of the boat, so to speak, you know that element of fear, because you took your eyes off of the purpose and the plan, and the person who called you to it. That was the biggest thing.
That's right.
Even with doing this show, I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary, December 9th, and when God told me to actually do the show, it first was birthed as a book. So On Fire Inspired is actually a book first. And God would wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage, empower, and elevate his people. And I was like, but Lord, but I'm a children's author, but I'm this, but I'm that. And he was like, I formed you. I created you. I knew who you were before you were created. And you want to tell me who you are?
Yeah.
And so one of the things that he said was, when you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. And so I'm saying that to say to whoever's listening, you know, don't put God in a box. Don't tie his hands.
Please don't.
Because you're only limiting yourself. The purpose and the plan has to be fulfilled, right, John?
Right.
It has to be fulfilled.
It is. It has to be fulfilled. And God is going, his will be done whether we do it or not. And that's the thing about God. He said, hey, if we be quiet, then he said, the rock's gone. So we can't hold God hostage. you know, God's will gonna be done. So either we can let it be done through us or through somebody else, but His will will be done and performed.
Right.
And so, just like Paul Morton says, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. That just, hey, I want to be in your will. I want to be a part of your plan, because His plan is actually bigger than us. It just is bigger than we are. And so we are just a part of His plan. We're just a part of His body. And I want to do my part. So as a singer, as a songwriter, I've been back in the studio writing, because that's what God called me to do, write. And so I've been writing, and this album was birthed out of that, and many other songs have been birthed out of that. But tell you that y'all guys will be hearing from other artists that I'm going to be putting out in the future, just because I've just been writing, and I'm called to do that.
Amen, amen. Guys, if you are just joining us, we have John Mark Howard on the line with us. I tell you, he has been such a blessing, being so transparent. Because you know one thing, John, I've learned, so many people want to let people see where they are, but they don't want people to see where they come from. And so the person who's in that space and in that place, they can't really relate, because they're like, oh, you've arrived. But no. You don't know where I come from, baby.
Right. I said it would be, I often say this, I say it would be incredible if people got up in service in church and actually told their real testimony. You know, we get up and people say, giving out to God who's the head of my life, and we got all these good words and cliche words that we say, but it would be amazing to hear somebody get up and it's actually, you can feel the glory of God when somebody gets up and tells a real testimony about how God brought them out and what God brought them from, and because we overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, not this quote that we say, but our real testimony. That's how we overcome. When we speak that God delivered me from drugs, He delivered me from alcoholism, He delivered me from this and that. That's when God really gets the glory, when we tell tell the truth. When we really
tell the whole truth.
The truth about what God has actually done. Because honestly speaking, he said, any man being Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. So when people are looking at us, they literally can't see who we used to be, because we're literally somebody else. We have to tell them, hey, I wasn't always like this. And so they'll know that I wasn't born like this. I was a sinner. I was a wretch undone. God brought me out of what you're in right now. And so that delivers people. When you tell them, hey, there's life. Yeah.
You know what's beautiful? To be able to see a person that's new and there's no residue. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You know, to be able to say, wait a minute, you came from that? I don't see any inkling of that being
don't
a part
of
who you were.
Yeah.
It's because of who He is. It's not me.
God.
It's all Him. You know, I love it. And, you know, I really love it, the fact that in the hour that we're in, those who have an ear to hear will understand that it's all about moving in oneness with the Father right now. You know, everything He's telling you to do, you can't do nothing but prosper and grow and bring others into that place of growth if you're, in oneness with Him in this hour.
Yeah.
You have to be.
Yeah, we have to. T.D. Jakes put it like this. He said, we have to be in the rhythm. We got to get on beat with God, be in the rhythm, because everything happens on beat. It happens with a rhythm, and it's something that you said in oneness. We have to move in God's timing on beat. So the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. When God is speaking and calling you, it's time to go ahead and do it, because some opportunities we won't get again. And and my prayer is, I don't want to miss God. I do not. I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss the move of God. It's too important for me, for my family, for those who are following me, and it's too important. I don't want to miss this move.
Amen. Now, on your album Purpose,
Which song really spoke to your spirit? You know, it's like it just takes you to a place of worship. It just speaks to you every time you hear it. What is that piece?
I mentioned Push Me to You. That's mm-hmm. one that really, another one is Yes, I Surrender. It's just straight up worship song. Me and a few of my friends, Jamonte Ford and the elder Carlos Johnson, they featured on that. It's the song that we do when we're in concert. It's the song that we do during deliverance service. And that's one thing that God laid on my heart. When we go into concert, we have deliverance service, not at the end. We have it in the middle of the concert. Because it is literally the center of what we're there for. We want to see people delivered. We want to see miracles happen. So we don't want to do 15 songs and at the end, like, anybody want to be saved? No. Everything climaxes to deliverance service. And then after we have that, then we just party. After that, we do some I Won, there's a song on there. We do some upbeat and just some fast and just celebration songs after we have our deliverance service, because that's the reason we sing, to see people delivered, to see people inspired. And so those songs really minister. Honestly, Leah, I like this album. Many times we put out an album and we kind of, you know, you kind of be like, well, it's my project. It's tough to listen to, but I like this one. I enjoy what God did in this project and through this project. So I encourage your listeners, I encourage everybody, go out and get it. iTunes, Amazon, it's all in any digital media outlet. It's on every digital media outlet. Go and check it out. Stream it if you have to. You know, check it out. I really want you to hear it.
I tell you, it's a blessing. I have heard the entire CD, and it is such a blessing, guys. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying that. There is another CD, another song on there that one of my friends played on their radio show. And what was the name of that
can't
one?
Can't Be Quiet?
Yes.
Excuse me. Can't Be Quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a song that's actually that song. It's talking about, it's encouraging us as believers to speak up. Many times we see things and we have the voice to say something. And sometimes when we turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to issues, it doesn't solve the issues. When a man was beaten on the side of the road and his priest walked by, he was a priest, but he... You know, he walked over to the other side, or he just kept going. It didn't just saying nothing many times, it doesn't solve the problem, you know.
I
equate it to this. Many times that bill comes in the mail, and because you don't open that envelope, that bill is still there. If you know, many times people get this bill, and they don't open it, they shove it in their jaw or throw it. That bill is still there, and not only that, then many times it accrues interest, so you're going to pay more later when you ignore a problem, and that's what happens with many problems. So Can't Be Quiet was actually the first single we released, a video. Shout out to Seth Clark. We recorded that video in Atlanta, GA. We recorded that in Atlanta. A great up-and-coming videographer, Seth Clark. I dare you to look him up. He's a Christian brother. He does excellent work. You can look up, go to YouTube, John Howard, Can't Be Quiet. Check out the video. I believe that you will enjoy it immensely. And so that's it's challenging us that when we see issues, don't turn a blind eye or deaf ear. Speak up and allow God to use you to heal.
Amen. I was wondering what was the thing that had you write that one. Yeah, love it.
You like that
giving
one?
A voice. I did. I really did.
Yeah,
really
that one was different for me. That was, God gave me that one, and I was telling one of my friends I wrote that one. Actually, Aaliyah, I wrote, my project was done. It was over with. I had all my songs were recorded. and mixed. All of them was recorded and mixed. And I was at home, and God laid that song in my spirit, and I played, and I just did a little demo, and I literally couldn't rest. I couldn't rest. And that next day, I got in the studio, and I got up with my producer, one of my producers. Shout out to Dietrich Listenby. Shout out to Marcus Singleton. Those two just helped me a lot on this project. And I sent them my demo. They sent me the music back, and I got in the studio and recorded it. And it's the first thing you'll hear when you listen to the project, and I believe you will enjoy it.
I know that they will enjoy it. I mean, it's a soulful sound. The whole CD is just a blessing. It's a true, true blessing. And I thank God for Zuri for connecting us, because
Zuri,
he was like, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. So I thank God for Zuri connecting us, because he was like, you got to hear this CD, Aaliyah. And so he made sure that he texted me. He was like, have you heard it yet? You listened to it yet? So I thank God for,
that's,
you know, fellow co-laborers. Yes, fellow co-laborers.
Yeah.
You know, saying, hey, I know you're a kingdom woman, and you'll love this. So I was like, okay. So I just give God praise for that. We're going to see if people have some questions for you, see if they have any comments. Now, every now and then, they try to be a little shy. So we're going to see if they're going to step it up tonight and see if they're going to ask any questions. So, guys, if you're listening live, if you want to ask questions or make a comment, you're going to have to dial in, whether you're listening online or on the phone. If you're on the phone, listening at 929-477-2178, press 1, and we'll bring you live. You can ask John or myself a question, or you can make a comment about the interview thus far. If you are listening on the Internet, you got to dial in to that number to be a part of that. Again, it's 929-477-2178. And press option 1, and we will bring you live for a question with John. So, John, do you have any upcoming events that you're doing coming up?
Yes, I'm going to be in an area in Mississippi in a couple of weeks, December 9th in Cleveland, Mississippi. Also, me and my team, we're actually really gearing up for a tour. We're actually doing a tour starting in 2018. And we're going to start, of course, in my hometown, Clarksdale, and we're going to do the first leg of the tour will be local cities, cities that your Atlanta listeners probably never heard of unless they got family in Mississippi. So Clarksdale, Gulfport, and some cities that's around here. And then the second leg, we really want to stretch out and go to some cities in other states. So, that's what we have coming. We're actually planning a tour now as we speak, and we're getting dates. And those will be on our Facebook, on our artist page on Facebook, once all of that is solidified. And you can come and support, and I believe that you'll be blessed by the ministry that God has given us.
Amen. And I know for a fact they will be blessed by the ministry. And I like the variety of the music that you have, because you have your worship, you have your nice little fast beats. I mean, you just have a wide variety of music that, you know, you cater to all, to everybody. You know, they can really
appreciate that.
So, you will.
I kind of knew I was on the right track, Aaliyah, when my kids, they kept listening to the project, my children, 12-year-old Jafia, 9-year-old Jordan, and 8-year-old Judah. They kept asking for different songs. I said, this might be all right. They want to hear it. So we get in the truck, and they want to hear number 7, or they want to hear number 2 or whatever. They want to hear the project. So that was really encouraging, because, you know, my kids like Jordan Armstrong. You know, they like your gospel hip-hop, and they like, you know, so just to see them really engage with it kind of let me know, hey, you might be doing something like this, Daniel. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know something else that surprised me? To see this album, and there were like 14 songs on there. It was like 14 songs. I'm like, whoa. So I'm telling you guys, this is definitely a CD you want to get, and it's worth you're going to really, really be blessed. I mean, you know, you see a CD like this, and you're like, okay, they may have 7 songs. There are 14 songs on this CD, guys. And
I'm a writer, Aaliyah, so I got music in me that we need to get out. So I had to, I actually had more than that. We cut it down some because, you know, I just want to share with the listeners what God has given us. And
So, John, what would you say to that person that, you know, that they know that God is telling them it's time for them to get in position and birth this thing, whatever it is that God is calling them to? What would you say to that person that's just kind of like, what would you say to that person?
Well, first thing I would say is before we give birth, there is a 9-month pregnancy period, 40 weeks or 9 months or whatever we call it. And so before birth, there needs to be preparation for growth, and there needs to be time for growth. I would tell people that's trying to get out and do full-time ministry to make sure you prep, don't leap out there before you prep, because that's when you're immature and you're preemie, and you have struggles that God really never intended for you to have. But when you go out there too early, then you struggle with some things that God never intended. So I would tell you, make sure you prep. 3 years before I started this, God had put in my spirit to do things, even financially, to prep for this time, and I did that. I didn't know why He was telling me that, but now that I'm doing it, I realize why. So there needs to be a preparation period, because you find yourself upset with people because you thought they was going to do something that God never promised you they was going to do. So make sure you prep. And then after you prep and you follow God, you know, it's time to do it. And it is time to do it. And it is nothing like doing it. It's uncomfortable at times, but God will provide. I'm going to let you know that every need will be supplied when we are following the will of God. Every need will be supplied. That's my word for you.
So you said that they can get purpose on all the online outlets. You said Amazon, iTunes, whatever.
Any digital outlet, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to music, purpose is there. You'll see a little boy that has a funny-looking outfit. That was me when I was 2 or 3 years old leading the choir. And my brother said that would be a great picture for your album cover since it's named Purpose. Because my mom, I don't remember it. The only reason I know it because I see the picture. But my mom said I used to lead songs for the choir when I was 2 years old. And so there was definitely a purpose. My dad said when I was a baby in churches out, I used to go up and grab his pants, the bottom of his pants, and ask for the mic. I don't remember any of that, but I know God has a purpose. Even when we were babies, before we were formed in the womb, God puts it in our spirit. So, purpose.
Amen.
The little good-looking boy you see on the front of that cover, that's me.
Amen. It is definitely time to walk in every gift, talent, and ability that God has called us to. I remember the Lord showed me a vision, and He showed me people sitting on their hands. And He said, I've given them all these gifts, these tools, these talents and abilities, but they're sitting. And it was like a month before I launched the show. He said, tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life I've called them to. It's time to start living the life that I told them that they are to live. Not what man has told them, not what life has told them, but what I've called them to. And I'm like, okay, Lord. All right, you're talking about me? You want me to tell these people this?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yes. So, you know, I was like, okay, Lord, if you call me to it, then I got it. But I'm not going to tell you in the beginning. I was like, not me. But then I was like, you know what? Why not me? You know, why not me?
Right.
Why not tell someone to move from that place of existing to the place of living out a purposeful life? Because that's what I did. I stopped existing and I start living a life. And it's a whole nother thing when you hear the Lord say this. When you come, he said, when you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. And then he said this, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. Mm. Now, that right there, when he said that, I said, okay, God, you got my total attention. And as I've
gone
to different places, I've spoken, you know, to small groups, big groups, whatever, whenever I'm asked to, you know, come speak, I'll go. And I've had on several occasions where people have come to me and said, I was suicidal before I met you. And so I just give God praise because I allowed me to move out the way and let God be God. It's so much bigger than what you think in your carnal mind. You know, and I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. And so I just thank God that you are doing, you know, what he's purposed you to do, because you got out of your comfort zone. You know, you've been in education for 18 years and you
said,
okay,
years
God,
from retirement.
Seven?
7 years from retirement. I can retire in 7 years. Yeah. So it wasn't just the easiest choice, but it was. Mm-hmm. I knew it was God, and when them offers came in from other schools and different things, I just had to tell them it wasn't just the easiest thing. But I was like, no, I got to follow God, and that's what I did.
Yes,
and God has been my provider.
Amen. God is so awesome. I tell you, such a blessing, and I look forward to hearing more music from you, because it's been a blessing to be able to hear the ones I heard. Like I told you guys, Purpose has 14 songs on this CD, guys. So you are going to enjoy yourself. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be able to worship. You're going to be able to dance. You're going to be able to just, I mean, for every person, there's something on this album for you. Everything.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that You are so welcome, and I'm so glad that you are allowing God to just fully use you outside of the pulpit, because sometimes, you know, people get stuck in it and behind the walls, but you're able to reach the mass with the gifting.
Mm-hmm.
My pastor, both my pastors are apostles, a husband and wife team, and one of the things that Apostle Kevin said on Saturday was most of your success is tied into your calling. And so many people are just sitting on those things because they don't want to get out the boat, so to speak, or they don't want to come out of that comfort zone. And then he also went to say that when he calls you to it, he's already equipped you with it. And so, you know, it's just a confirmation of everything that we discussed tonight, you know, that it's time to walk in everything, because there's a purpose and a plan for what he's called to your life to be. You're not just sitting here to be some person that said, well, you know, I used to want to do this. No. What is he putting your heart to do? It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. You know?
Right.
I had a guest that was 50 years old. She said, you know what, Aaliyah? I just began living. Because she had written several books. She had retired from the post office for 30 years. And she said, I just began living. So don't put a time stamp or expiration date on what God placed on you, right?
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Well, any final words you want to leave for the listeners tonight?
Well, I just want to say thank you, Ms. Butler. Thank you, Aaliyah, for this opportunity to share. It was so great talking to you. It was inspiring, encouraging. I got on the line. I wasn't feeling too well. I'm feeling much better now. And so I appreciate just the opportunity to share. and I'm looking forward to many more. God bless you, Lara.
God bless you and everybody that's listening, whether you're in Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina. We have people listening a little bit everywhere, although I'm housed in Atlanta. So thank you so much again for listening in and I mean for sharing with us tonight. And we look forward to what is to come because you're just you're just scratching the show. You're just giving the people an appetizer. You're just giving the people an appetizer.
There is more to come. I believe that with all my heart.
Amen. Amen. But thank you again, and thank you for being a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire this month.
No problem.
All right, have a blessed
day.
You too. All right. Guys, we had John Mark Howard tonight as our special guest. The topic was the purpose and the plan. If you missed any of this interview, go back and listen to it because I'm telling you, it'll bless your heart, it'll bless your spirit, and it'll bless your soul. It is time for you to stop existing and start living the life that God called for you to live. I know, you know, some things are uncomfortable, but guess what? There is nothing that you can do that God has told you to do to stay in that comfort zone. There's nothing that you can do to just stay there. There's nothing more for you to do in that comfort zone. What is he calling you to? What is he telling you to do? What is it that God has placed in your heart that's so deep-rooted that you're saying, you know what, God, I got it. I got it. No longer fight against, as John said, don't fight against it. Just go with the flow of with the, of that current that God is placing you in this hour. It's time. The time is now. It's time to move forth in the things that God has called you to. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire this month. John Howard and his project is one of our sponsors, so you can get purpose on any of your digital outlets. He is on Facebook as John's Music, and that's John's with a Z, John's Music. Instagram, he's John's Songs, and then he's on YouTube with John's Videos, John's with a Z. Unique Expression by Design. They're bringing you custom ideas. They're bringing your custom ideas to life through T-shirts, mugs, pencils, pens, anything that you need customized. Unique Expression by Design and Angelise Washington is there to take care of that for you. www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Natural hair relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Call Roz at 404-599-3712 and schedule your appointment today. Get your jewelry fixed only for only $5 at www.inspiredjewels4u.com. www.inspiredjewels4u.com. And finally, if you want to get your copy of On Fire to Inspire, the book, you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Kindle. It's available on Kindle as well. And we have the children's book, a learning book just for me, teaching you in English and Spanish and with a mute CD that's for your children. And then finally, we have prayers, affirmations, and declarations. So all of those books are written by yours truly. And we have T-shirts available. We also have On Fire to Inspire, the audio CD available. So if you're interested in that, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We're here each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fire to Inspire. So make sure you tune in, tell a friend. And next week, we're going to do our annual show entitled, What Are You Thankful For? So the guests are actually going to be you, the listeners. So tune in and share what you're thankful for this holiday season. So many people are down during the holidays. They've lost loved ones or things of that nature. You know, things happen. Or there may be some bad memories from the holiday season. They may have lost loved ones at that time. But you have so much to be thankful for. You have so many people that need to hear from you on what you've done, what you're doing. And what God is doing in your life. What are you thankful for? That's going to be our annual show next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you dial in next week to be able to be a participant at 929-477-2178. Again, 929-477-2178. And so next week you will be dialing in and pressing 1 so that you can share what you're thankful for
as a listener, but you'll be our live guest next week. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Talk to you guys next week, same time, same place. Remember, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God has called for you to live. Have a blessed week.